exactly what is a computer these days? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Apple iPad, is it a computer? Some argue it's not, citing the lack of a keyboard, a limited operating system, and the fact that users can't get under the hood and tinker. But the iPad does have a CPU, memory, and a lot of other computery components. Whichever way you go on the iPad as computer question, there's no doubting that our concept of computers is changing as technology permeates our lives more and more. Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman joins us now to talk through this issue. So, Dwight, what is a computer anyway?
In the earlier days of computing, you pretty much could answer that easily. You know, it was either this big kind of refrigerator-looking tower that sat on your desk, or it was the 7 to 8 pound laptop that you kept in your briefcase. And in the past 8 years or so, that definition has changed dramatically. I'm not sure that a lot of people agree anymore on what's a computer.
What got you thinking about this?
The iPad, actually. You know, I kept hearing the same kind of reaction and the same kind of comments that you heard when the first Macintosh was released. You know, people said, oh, that's not a real computer, or that's a toy computer. And, of course, it turned out not to be the case. But in a discussion on the radio show I co-host, Technology Bytes, we kind of got into an argument about what constitutes a computer. I basically said that, yeah, the iPad is a computer. It has a processor, a graphics subsystem, memory, storage, input, output. You know, it's everything that it computes, right?
So what basic elements have to be there in order for it to be a computer, according to you?
Well, I think it has to have a CPU. It has to have a processor, something to crunch information, to manipulate information, to make programs do what they do. I think it needs to be able to accept programs, and that may come in a variety of different ways. You know, you could install them on a disk, or you may download them from an app store. I think it needs to have a way for you to see what's going on, to interact with it. So it needs to have some kind of interface, and that may be touch, that may be a keyboard, that may be a mouse. You need to be able to see what's happening on a screen, or however it communicates with you. And I think you need to be able to put stuff in it and then get stuff out of it in some way.
And it would exclude a lot of things that some people might call a computer. For example, a car has so much digital technology built into it that you could almost call a car or parts of the car a computer. But according to your definitions, it wouldn't really be so.
Well, you know, it depends, because a lot of cars are computer controlled, or they're processor controlled. Just because a human isn't necessarily working the interface doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a computer. So, for example, there is in more advanced automobiles, there is a processor and a supporting chipset that controls a large part of the electrical system, the air conditioning system, the engine itself. You know, are those computers working those parts of the car? I think you could look at something like the Prius, you know, which is having problems with buggy software. And you'd have to say that, yeah, there are obviously live computers inside that car, and they're causing some of its problems.
That's Dwight Silverman of the Houston Chronicle, who writes about the nature of computers in today's paper and online. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.